when you've done it for 30 years, sometimes these things run together.
That's all right, brother.
And a good part of the time, you're going to hear me say something I've said before, and that's all right, too.
Man.
Jesus kept preaching the same old thing over and over.
Right.
You must be born again.
Yeah.
John the Baptist preached the same old thing over and over. He kept telling them to repent, be baptized,
yeah,
every one of them. He'd tell them that. He'd say, repent or perish. You're going to die in your sins.
Yes.
It's the same message. It don't change. It'll be the same next week if we arrive and get here.
Amen.
Right. Amen. 66th chapter of Isaiah in verse number 1. Thus saith the Lord. That means we need to listen up. When the Lord's talking, we need to listen.
Yeah.
Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. That's all we'll read. So that's Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 and 2. The Lord speaking through the prophet. I believe in these verses we find God's location. He said, the heaven is my throne.
Right.
There's been a lot of questions about that. Where is it? How far away is it? It's not that far away. To us that are saved, it's a heartbeat away.
Right.
David said, there's been a step between me and death. Now, I don't know the distance from here to there, but I do know that it's up. Amen. And I do know that Jesus knows the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Matter of fact, he's the only one that left there, came here, and then went back. He knows the way.
Yeah.
Amen. I made a statement last week about how that folks say that God don't send anybody to hell. That you send yourself there. I believe we need to be a little bit more careful when we say stuff like that, because you don't know how to get there. People don't know how to send themselves to a place they've never been. So you don't know how to get there.
Right.
Amen. And I don't know how to get to heaven except the Lord get me there.
Yeah. That's right.
The heaven is his throne. And the earth is his footstool. So that puts things in perspective. In this one verse, in just a few phrases of a sentence, we can find out God's location, and we can find out how big he is.
Right.
We serve a big old God this morning.
Yes, we do.
Amen. He's bigger than our problems. He's bigger than our heartaches. He's bigger than our future. You ever thought about that? You ever wondered what tomorrow holds? Have you ever feared what may come down the road? Some of you in here this morning facing surgeries and tests and things down the road concerning your health that you're unsure of, you don't know, and you're worried and you're concerned, you don't know what the prognosis may be. Aren't you glad that God's bigger than all that?
Amen.
Bigger than your future? Whatever doomsday lies ahead, God's bigger than all of that. Amen. Jeremiah said, there's nothing too hard for thee. Amen. I'm glad that God is a heart-fixing God. He's a problem-fixing God.
Amen.
He's a trouble-fixing God.
Yes.
Whatever your trouble is this morning, he's big enough to fix it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I'm not worried about getting lost in the mix, because he knows the way.
Yep.
Amen. You may forget about me. And if the world goes on, people will forget about me, Brother David.
Yeah.
Amen. I've preached for 30 years and come across people. And I've come and I've gone. I came and I went. Some folks remember, some don't. Amen. And one day, 100 years from now, if this old world's still standing, my name will get lost in time. And folks will forget where I preached and where I pastored and where I lived and where I went to school.
Yeah.
But my name's been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And our God's big enough to remember this morning. He remembers my name. He remembers my location. And one day when he comes again, he's going to call and I'm going to answer. Amen. I may not be very important to you or very important to the world. Amen. But my name made news in heaven one day as a 13-year-old boy. And the angels of the Lord rejoiced because my heart believed and repented. Amen. And God saved me. He left the 99 and came after me and saved the one. Hallelujah. And I'm important to God. He fixed my heart and one day he's coming after me.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. I like that.
Yeah.
The heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And he's in full control. He's in charge. And somebody said, "Why don't we make him God again?" We don't make him God. He's already God.
Amen.
Somebody said, "Why don't you make him Lord of your heart?" You don't make him Lord of your heart. He's already Lord this morning. Friend, I say unto you today that he's God, and besides him, there's no other. Amen. I'm offended at songs calling the big guy upstairs and your buddy in the sky. I don't care what Nashville calls him this morning. It don't concern me what Hollywood thinks about him. He is the God of heaven, Jehovah God. Amen. He's God of the universe. He's the great judge of where I am. And one day God's going to have his day. And the Bible says the day of the Lord. And it's going to come as a thief in the night. He's not a thief, but he's coming like one. Oh, yes. The Bible tells us and teaches us to be ready. For in such an hour as it thank God the Son of Man cometh. He's the God of judgment and the God of wrath. And my friend, the Bible said in his name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess unto the glory of God the Father. He's not the big guy upstairs. He is God Almighty.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless your heart this morning. I ain't trying to be disrespectful or ugly to you. Amen. But God deserves and demands every ounce of honor and respect and praise and worship that we can muster this morning.
Amen.
I come in here, my friend, tired just like you, wore out just like you. I'm frazzled just like you, stressed just like you. Amen. But when I get to the house of God, I'm here to worship him and adore him. Amen. I'm not concerned if Alabama won or Auburn won. I'm my friend. I know you love your grandbabies. But I'm not here to hear about them hitting home runs and scoring touchdowns. I don't care if you bowl the 300 down at the bowling alley. I want to hear the goodness of God. I want to talk about God. Amen. I want to rejoice in my hope this morning. I get enough of the world when I'm out somewhere. When I get here, we need to talk about the God of heaven. The God that is on the throne of heaven. Amen. Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up. He saw God for who he was. And it'll behoove every one of us this morning to see him for what he is.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, if we see God for what he is, we won't walk around with our chest poked out like
Amen.
We do.
Amen.
What you said this morning was right, brother. If you missed Sunday school, that's a good number. They went to 29 here for Sunday school. They looks like it's beyond 70 here right now. About three quarters of y'all are missing something real good.
Amen.
I think Brother Wesley misread the message again and asked him to teach and wound up preaching again. Amen. I know he's got that hearing aid. He's going to turn that thing up. Amen. That's some good preaching in here.
God bless you.
Amen. That's some rejoicing in here.
Amen.
And Brother Bruce enlightened us and reminded us one more time. It don't matter how rotten the sinner, how depraved the sinner.
Right.
The Apostle Paul said, "I am persuaded that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners."
Amen.
Of whom I am chief this morning. He did.
the worst and made a great preacher out of him. Hallelujah. Amen. And even the weakest of us that call ourselves men of God ought to rejoice this morning that God would let me and you preach the same gospel that he preached and lived and died for. I say he's the God of heaven, and he's sitting on the throne this morning in spite of my aches and pains. He's still God. Churches see God for who he is. Amen. Churches will grow.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. And I'm talking about more than numerically.
Amen.
Amen. I love to see numbers. God ain't against numbers. I'm not against numbers. Amen. God wrote a whole book of numbers and put it in the Bible. Amen. He's not against numbers. And I believe he come to save people. I want to see the house full of people.
Amen.
Amen. I want people here. Jesus came to save people, help people, deliver people. I'm not against people, and it don't matter what shape or form or color or creed they come in as this morning. Jesus died just as much for saving him as he did for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
They may smell. They may look bad.
Come on, Brother Justin.
They may come in haired over.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Pierced over, tattooed over. And we'll look at that and we'll say, that ain't even fitting to kill. Amen. Not worth the bullet it'd take to shoot them. Amen. But the same goes for you.
Amen.
People say, how does God put up with me since he saved me? Or before he saved me, I don't know how he keeps putting up with me today.
Right.
Amen. The Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray.
Yeah.
We're all no good. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
Yes.
There's none of you that are good. No, not one. All of you are bad. Had it not been for the grace of God, we'd all be in the ditch.
Amen.
Every one of us.
Bless you, Brother Justin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Suit and tie don't make me a preacher.
No.
Don't make me a Christian either.
Amen.
Mary Kay makeup, ladies, don't get you any closer to God.
Amen.
Because you look like a church goer. Amen. Oh. You come in here looking like Tammy Faye Baker for all I care. Amen. That ain't going to get you any closer to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. And you better get more than what she got. Amen.
Amen.
God bless your heart. I love you this morning. We had a president one time back in the 70s whose wife said, I'm a Christian but not the born again kind.
Oh my
goodness. That's the only kind there is.
Yes,
there ain't no other kind.
That's
and
right.
We have elected officials that have got the brass to say stuff like that. And we've had presidents to stand on a stage with Muslims, my friend, and pagan religions, and stand on the same stage and say those are good religions. I say they're all hogwash.
Amen.
And they're all run out of the depths of hell.
Yeah.
I don't have to respect the Islamic faith. I don't have to respect pagan gods. God told us not to even name the name to the Lord God. He is God. He's on the throne of heaven. And besides him, there's nobody else.
Amen.
This morning, I'm thankful to stand on that old solid rock. He's established my goings. He's given me a life worth living, and I've got every right to praise him in spite of you and the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Praise
right.
The Lord.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
People ain't going to like you.
No.
If you see God for who he is.
Amen.
That's right.
He's going to shun you.
They will. They'll turn from you.
Yes, they will.
They'll reject you. They'll despise you. They'll hate you for his name's sake.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Don't think they're going to cut you in slack. They killed him.
That's right.
Amen. You got your part in that too.
Yes.
The night I got saved, he not only died for everybody, but the night I got saved, I realized he died for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Right.
And he died because of me.
Yes. Yes.
Because I've got my part in that.
Yes.
We're all guilty of the murder
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We all broke the nails in his hands and his feet. We all shoved that crown of thorns down over his brow. Every one of us reared back with the cat of nine tails and whipped him across the back. And we smote him across the face.
Yeah.
and we desired a murderer instead of a Savior. We're all guilty of that this morning. But aren't you glad through mercy and grace? Hey, man, he looked beyond your faults.
Amen.
This morning I'm glad of a merciful God. He ought to have killed me. He ought to have kicked me off into hell this morning. But through mercy and grace, he saved me and put me right on time and kept me out of hell. Thank God this morning for a God of love and a God of mercy and a God of forgiveness.
Amen.
He deserves all my respect.
Yes.
All my honor, all my worship.
Yes.
Everything that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to him.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says the greatest of the commandments is to love thy God with all thy heart.
Yes.
All thy soul and all thy might.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and measure ourselves up next to that real quick.
Yes.
Do you love him that much?
Man.
Do you love him that much?
Thank you, buddy.
Now, don't you get upset with me. Amen. The truth will set you free.
Amen.
It may hurt you for a minute or two, but like I tell the boys at football practice, I promise you'll feel better when it quits hurting. Amen. When it quits hurting, it'll feel better.
Yeah.
Don't you get hurt at me, but if we love him with all of our heart, we'll be here next Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. I love you, but the greatest thing going on this plane this morning is the Church of the Living God.
Amen.
That's the greatest thing going.
Yes.
That's the best thing around.
Yes.
They talk about out in the world, they're having a good time. Well, I'm having myself a big time.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I've been delivered, set free, sanctified, and already glorified.
Yes.
I say, look at me, preacher, you still in that old flesh. The Bible said, whom he justified, he also glorified.
Amen.
Amen. As far as God's concerned, I'm already there.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just waiting on change.
Amen.
Amen.
I heard a song yesterday, had a little phrase in it, bless my heart. Though it brought a tear to my eye. It's talking about a Christian dying. And the phrase went like this: the dying's not hard, but the leaving sometimes is.
Yeah.
And I'll quote to you again what my daddy said before he died. He said, son, man ain't leaving much when he leaves this world. Besides, his family in the church ain't leaving anything at all. Think on that just a minute.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Anything we've got that's worth anything, amen, is built in God.
Yeah.
It's founded in God. That's right. Lay your treasures up in heaven, the Bible said, where moth and rust cannot corrupt.
Amen.
Where thieves cannot break through and steal.
Yes.
I've got locks on everything over at that house. Got signs hung up everywhere trying to keep thieves and thugs away, Jimmy.
Yes.
Amen. But I've never known a sign to stop too many people.
Amen.
I've never known a padlock that couldn't be broken into.
That's right.
Amen. Everything I own and possess this morning, by this time, 24 hours from now, could be up and smoke and gone.
Yes, right. Yes, could be gone.
But that treasure I got over there, kid.
Oh, amen.
Amen. The devil can howl and bell all he wants to. He can't get that.
No.
God bless you. I love him this morning. He's the God of heaven.
Yes, he is.
And he's sitting on the throne up there. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said this, the earth is footstool. And then he went to talking about other thrones and other houses and other places. He said, where is this house that you built under
me? Yes.
Everybody knows about that great tabernacle that Solomon built.
Yeah.
Amen, how glorious it was. And how the blueprint and the specs of that blueprint were so specific. And everything had to be built according to the blueprint. And it was a glorious thing. And kings and queens from other tribes and nations desired to see the greatness of Solomon and this temple. Amen. But I want to tell you one that's greater this morning. The Bible said, amen, that the kingdom of God is within the hearts of men.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. You can only peel back this old rotten flesh and see what God's done on the inside of me.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his holy name. I say to you this morning that we can't build a building nice enough, great enough. We can't say a poem that's sweet enough. We can't sing a song that's pretty enough. I can't preach a message that's right enough. I say to you this morning, my friend, there's not enough vocabulary in the dictionary to describe his greatness and how wonderful he is. There's not a song that can describe it, that can be telling. But this morning, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has done.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Where's the house you built unto me?
Yeah.
He said, all these things hath my hand made.
Right.
Amen. Over in the book of Hebrews, he got to talking about the sacrifice. And that was the only access to God. The high priest had to sacrifice on behalf of everybody.
Yes.
Behind the veil.
Yes.
They tied bells to his feet.
Oh, yeah.
If the bells quit ringing, the preacher was in trouble.
Yeah, pull it back.
Hey, man, it's his job to keep the bells ringing. Preachers, it's our job to keep the bells ringing.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
And Antioch, when the bells quit ringing, it's time to get you another.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So keep a rope around the pulpit to protect that place.
Yes.
Amen. You don't need a bunch of death in the pot.
Amen.
Amen. So he had offered sacrifice from behind and within the veil. And that man had to go back there clean.
Yes.
And right with God.
Yeah.
You know that's the only thing that's going to get to where God is.
Amen.
That's right.
Without holiness, no man shall see God.
Amen.
That goes for Baptists just as well as the Pentecostals.
Yeah.
And the holiness.
Amen.
In the Church of God.
Yes.
And the Methodists.
Yes.
I love you this morning, but your denomination ain't getting you 1 mile further down this
church.
Amen. I'm thankful to be a Baptist, glad to be one, proud of my heritage.
Yes.
Amen. But when I get to the judgment of God and the day of the Lord, he's not going to ask for my credentials.
Amen.
Amen. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Yes.
Amen. You know what he's looking for that day? The blood.
Yes.
You must be born again.
Amen.
That's right. Praise the Lord. It makes no difference what color or creed or where you hang your hat. But when you go to church, you must be born again.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Where's the house you built unto me?
Yeah.
All these things that my hand made. They talk about flying starships into space. Here a while back, a few years ago, they say one of them probes or satellites finally left our solar system and headed out into the great beyond. Past Pluto and went way on out there. And they said now, I don't know so much about how factual this is, but they said that they got pictures of it leaving our solar system. Took pictures of little old Pluto as it passed by. Oh, how impressed we were. How the scientific world was rejoicing at such a great accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just a piece of iron and metal floating out through space, taking a picture. And those folks over at NASA were jumping up and down like they'd done something real big. Amen. The first time man had ever got a piece of equipment there, I got news for you. God's already been there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said with his right hand, he spanned the heavens.
Yes.
Amen. Isn't that something? Amen. I don't know if he tied his left hand behind his back or what and said, hey, watch this. Amen. With his left hand behind his back, took his right hand and spanned all that you see.
Yes.
He's the great God of heaven. That's the one I'm preaching about.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the one I'm serving. That's the one I worship. The one that took his right hand and spanned the heavens.
Yes.
He said, where's the house of God unto me? He's been there.
He's done built that. He said over in the book of Hebrews, as I mentioned before,
all those sacrifices have become a stench in his nostrils.
Yeah.
He said, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
Yes.
And then he said, also in the Old Testament, he said, this is the fast that I've chosen.
Yeah.
These men would fast. These men would sacrifice. They would offer up their sacraments and go through their ceremonies. And God finally looked down from heaven and said, I'm not impressed.
Amen.
He said that this is the fast that I've chosen. And he went on to describe this through the prophet Isaiah. He said, but to this man will I look.
Yes.
Amen. Think about that this morning. That God would look at this man. What man will he look at? The man that trembles.
Amen.
At his word.
Yes.
The man who knows who he is.
Yes.
And what he is.
Yes.
The man who humbles himself under the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
God said, to this man will I look.
Yes.
He's not looking for temples. He's not looking for grandeur this morning. For chandeliers and stained glass windows. All that pomp and circumstance that the Catholics do over there in Italy. He's not impressed
no,
with
it. Not.
All those robes and all those little saucer cups they're wearing on their head this morning. God don't require any of that.
Amen.
But I tell you what he does require, a broken heart.
Yes.
And a contrite
spirit. Yes.
He said to that man, will I look?
Amen.
You can go over there and tell the Pope I said so.
Yes.
He must be born again.
Amen.
Amen. And until he trembles at the word of God and humbles himself in the presence of God and repents and repents and repents, I'll
yes.
say again, he must repent.
Yes.
Amen. All this pomp and circumstance is not impressing
Amen.
God. This morning, there are so-called preachers in hell right now. Sunday school teachers
yes.
in hell right now. Choir directors in hell right now.
Yeah.
And they didn't go because they failed their job. They went because they got lost.
Amen.
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 That's right. That's
He's
right.
the God of heaven. And he sits on the throne there. The only thing God's looking for this morning is a broken heart that trembles
yeah.
at his word.
Right.
He's not looking for padded pews.
Amen.
We got a fine building here.
Yes, we do.
Been here since the 60s. Church has took good care of it. And I'd say compared to a lot of other places, and I don't like comparing, but compared to a lot of other places, we've got it pretty good right
Amen.
Here right now.
Right.
I thank God has been real good to us.
Yes.
Amen. But I believe we can have just as much of the power of God on a dirt floor.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. With the windows knocked out.
Yes. Amen.
With a Sears box fan.
Right.
Being the only air conditioning you get.
Yes. Right.
Amen. And an old cast iron stove for heat in the
right.
winter. Do you know your meemaws and pawpaws had to do it that way?
Amen.
But they had the power of God.
Yeah.
They had the presence of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. They had more of God and less of the world.
Yes.
Amen. That's why we honored them. That's why we desire to have what they had.
Yes.
And the only way we're going to get it is to do what they did. We're going to have to sever our relationship with the world. That's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah.
The Bible said, whosoever be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Amen.
We don't take God's word serious enough.
Amen.
If we're rubbing shoulders with the world, we're out of fellowship with God. It's
yes.
just that simple.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is sitting on the throne this
yes,
morning.
He is.
Nothing's changed in heaven. Lots changed around here. This old
yes.
hill village has changed. Amen. The streets have changed.
Yes.
City Albuquerque's changed.
Yes.
Since I've been a kid. As a woman, I talked to the insurance company this week about our annex building out here. It just so happened, the girl that I got on the phone, she said, is this Abbottville in Alabama? I said, yes, ma'am, it is. She said, I used to live there. I said, where are you at now? She said, I'm over here in Georgia. She said, but I went through the third grade in Abbottville, Alabama. And she said, are you calling from Antioch Church in Abbottville? I said, that's right. I said, I'm the pastor there. And she said, I remember Raymond Cook. She said, I remember him being on the radio.
Yeah.
And people talking about Antioch Church. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, how far reaching your testimony is this morning.
Amen.
And how far it's gone.
Yeah.
And how many lives it's touched. And people's lives that have been changed. I want to tell you something this morning. Hey man, it's not the building that's reaching people. It's your relationship with God that's
Amen.
Reaching people.
Yes.
Amen. It's your affection for the things yes. of God that's going to help people and change people's lives. Amen. Yes. I'm certainly glad this morning that our little old pastor, amen, lived like he lived. People made fun yes. of us for dressing right and living right and talking right. Amen, but I sure am glad it afforded him the power of God when he yes, got down yes. here at the house of God.
Yes.
You don't know why preachers can't hit a lick of a snake anymore because they don't spend no time with God anymore.
Amen.
Amen, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Like I said this morning, you'll throw the Bible in their lap and they'll say, oh, I ain't got nothing to preach.
Come on, Brother Justin.
Amen. Gonna be fat chance I ask you again.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. The Bible said, be instant in season, out of season.
Amen.
Reprove, rebuke, exhort. I may not felt like preaching this morning, but I'm feeling like it right
yeah.
now. Amen. He didn't tell me to preach when I felt like it.
Yes, that's right.
Or when I had something.
Yeah.
Amen. He told me to have something.
Yeah. Preach it.
He told me to be ready
yeah.
to give an account.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I may not have an hour's worth of preaching every time. Amen, but I want to have something I can tell about the goodness of God.
Sure, that's right.
Hey, come talk to me. Amen, come give us that estimate the other day. Me and Brother Jerry on these drive goings over here. It's a small world. Got to talk to new people about God. First thing you know, she was telling me, she said, I tell you who the pastor was when I got saved. Amen. Ain't you glad the devil ain't got everybody
here? Amen. Yeah.
And if you go talking about God, you might find out there's some Christian folk out there that'll yoke up with you.
Amen.
Amen. Got to find it out. She's,
yeah.
she's from around Blount County. And she went out to Roswell Creek. I don't know if you know where that is. And I told her, I said, well, I know Roswell Creek. I said, that's where old Brother Duane Kelly went.
Yeah.
That's Brother Paul Kelly's daddy. And if you know Brother Duane Kelly, you know much of a preacher man.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, he wasn't about that tall. He was 10 foot tall, spiritually.
Yeah.
Amen. I think that man was. They put roof, they put shingles on church building, and Merlin Dunn said they was all cutting up and telling some jokes. He said, wasn't nothing dirty. He said, but we was just having some good old Christian fun and grandeur. He said, Brother Duane got tickled at one of them jokes that we told. He said, and the next Sunday morning, he was down at the altar bench, and he stood up for the church and made his acknowledgments for laughing at that joke yesterday. Y'all getting quiet.
Come on, Brother Justin.
That's the kind of man he was.
Yeah.
He told them, he said, I'm a man of God. He said, that's foolishness. He said, I ought to have been laughing at that stuff.
God bless your heart.
That man took his calling serious.
Yeah.
Amen. And they wonder why we can't reach people anymore. We're not as believable as that crowd was.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. I remember Gene Beck come up off that pew right there and hit the floor. I'd be a little kid back there and I'd tremble. When that man hit the floor, it sounded like 100 ton of bricks. He hit that floor over there. And I wasn't even saved, and I knew that man was a preacher.
Yes.
I knew the difference in a phony and the real.
Amen. Thing.
Amen.
You do too.
Yes.
God bless your heart.
God bless you too.
We talked to that woman for a few minutes. I said, Duane Kelly was much of a preacher. And I used him one time for a homecoming at Robin Hill. He's a pastor there. And he couldn't hardly walk anymore. And he stood up there behind the pulpit. It took us a few minutes. I had to get him up there, and he had two canes on both arms, and he had to prop himself up on both them canes. And that man preached a good 45 minutes or an hour, just standing there in one spot. And she got tickled, looked at me, and she said, Duane Kelly didn't think he preached at all if he didn't preach an hour. Amen. We can't even hardly stomach 20 or 30 minutes.
Come on, Brother Justin.
Amen.
Amen.
What about it? Do you love him?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
If you do, you'll love the church.
Yes.
If you do, you'll love the gospel.
Amen.
If you do, if you love him this morning, you'll say amen every once in a while when the preacher
gives it.
Right. If you can't do that, you'll at least grunt.
That's right.
And nod your head.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a bit grunt every once in a while. Amen.
God bless your heart.
I love you. And so does God. He loves you. But now he don't cut no corners.
No, we don't.
He don't compromise.
No, we don't.
He said, love me with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. If we'll do that, we'll love the things of God. Praise the Lord. I said on the radio, I'm going to say here publicly this morning, if you belong to Antioch Church, I shouldn't have to invite you to come.
Amen.
You should be getting ready on Sunday morning. Yes. Come on down here. I know some days you're not going to feel like it. Trust me, I live across the parking lot now, and there's days I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
But you're the preacher. Well, I'm in this old place like you are.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's rotten.
Yeah.
It's rotten.
It
ain't a thing good about it. Ain't a thing good about this old place.
Amen.
Paul said the law of sin is in my members.
Yes.
He said, I can't stand it. When I tried to do good, he said, I couldn't find how to do it.
Right.
He said, evil is always present.
Right there.
Always present.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, he's the greatest preacher to ever live.
Yeah.
Outside of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And he had trouble with this
place.
Yes,
he did.
And I do too.
Yes.
I believe we ought to stand this morning, give an invitation song. That's about all I'd say to you concerning the message today. I want you to stand, and while we do, and they get us all ready, I want you to take inventory of your life and your heart, where you stand with God concerning the Word of God. I just now looked up. I went way past the time. Some of y'all was marking points off. I know. Marking points off. Brother Cook did tell me, and I ain't done a real good job at obeying what he told me to do. And I've tried to get better over the years, but I'm going to tell you, when it gets a whole lot bigger than me, I can't stop until he just lets me stop. Brother Cook told me over there in the den, before y'all ordained me, he said, now look, preacher, he said, don't be getting started at 12:30. He said, you need to be wrapping it up at 12 o'clock. He said, the reason for that is their hearts have quit listening and their stomachs have started talking to their heads. And he made a good point. He made a good point. You can't really reach people if they're not going to listen to you.
Right.
If I go cut you off, I got that. I tried to take his advice very serious. But we're running out of time is what's happening to us. And we've got more than what we need. You know, prosperity has murdered America spiritually.
Amen.
It's caused us to commit spiritual suicide because of prosperity. We've got more than we need. We've got too many toys, too many things. Too many things to play with. People are living for the weekend. You know how many people are going through a divorce right now because a man is a slave to his job?
Amen.
He's a slave to his job because he owes too many people.
Right.
For all the things he's got out in the garage.
Yeah.
So he's working 70, 80 hours a week and he can't spend time with his wife on the weekend because he's got to go try out them toys that he's paying for.
Amen.
Y'all don't get mad at me, but you know I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
Men are slaves to pleasure, slaves to fun.
Yes.
And we've told our women, now go and be independent, and you need to go get yourself a job to help me pay for all this stuff.
Amen.
Don't get hurt, Ed.
Come on, Brother Justin.
And now one's going one way and one's going the other. And we put our wives in factories now among a bunch of men.
Yes.
And we wonder why so many women are running off.
Yes. Come on.
The Bible said marriage is honorable in the bed, undefiled.
Yes.
It's an honorable thing. And God honored that. But we've defiled it.
Amen.
We've defiled it. I've heard people say, well, it's just the world we're in now, preacher. You just got to do what you got to do. I understand that this morning. I understand that we live in that kind of world, but we created this storm.
Amen.
It's a mess that we created. We're reaping what we've sown.
Yes.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. We're going to reap what we sow. The message is this morning, he's the God of heaven sitting on the throne, and we're going to answer to him. We're going to answer to him for everything.
Yes.
either in this life, you're going to confess, or you're going to do it in the day of God, which is going to be too late. So I beg of you this morning, confess today that He's God. Besides Him, there's none other. What's your number, Brother Greg?
321.